920 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. There were mostly peaceful protests across the country over the weekend after the Memphis Police Department released body cam video of Tyre Nichols' beating at the hands of five officers during a traffic stop. He died 3 days later. Memphis Church Pastor Gilbert Washington.
We're praying for that young man's family, for his loved ones, for his friends. They're hurting, and we're hurting as well.
CBS's Jared Hill.
A February 17th bond arraignment hearing has been scheduled for the five ex-officers involved, according to Shelby County online court records. Each faces multiple charges, including second-degree murder.
Officials in northwestern Pakistan believe a suicide bomber targeted a mosque in Peshawar today, killing at least 27 worshippers and wounding as many as 147 others. The BBC's Caroline Davies.
A police official told the BBC that part of the mosque's wall collapsed with the force of the blast. Lady Reading Hospital in Peshawar has declared an emergency. They told the BBC that they were still receiving those injured in the explosion. Unverified images on local media show half a wall caved in, the mosque covered in bricks and debris as people clamber over the rubble to escape.
In Cairo today, cameras snapping away as Secretary of State Blinken met with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Blinken says he raised concerns about human rights issues ahead of a meeting in Jerusalem with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to discuss a new surge of Israeli-Palestinian violence. The Chiefs and the Eagles are headed to the Super Bowl.
Racing around the edge, Scott is in! Touchdown, Philadelphia!
Philly crushed the 49ers 31-7 to win the NFC Championship on Fox. Eagles coach Nick Sirianni.
This is something we all dream about, and we get to do it because, you know, we did it better than anybody else in the NFC this year.
The Chiefs beat the Bengals 23-20 to take the AFC Championship. Super Bowl 57, a week from Sunday in Glendale, Arizona. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden will go head-to-head over the nation's debt ceiling when they meet Wednesday. Republicans insist on budget cuts before they raise the borrowing limit. Speaker McCarthy telling CBS's Face the Nation.
I want to make sure we're protected in our defense spending, but I want to make sure it's effective and efficient. I want to look at every single dollar we're spending, no matter where it's being spent. I want to eliminate waste wherever it is.
The president insists negotiating over raising the debt ceiling could trigger a recession. No school today in Woburn, Massachusetts. Teachers like Eric Scarborough are on strike.
It's unfortunate that we have to do this, but you get to a point where you've been pushed too far.
S&P futures down 35. Dow futures off 205. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around zero. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 21. Tomorrow, more clouds than sun. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 10 above. Upper teens, Thursday, with a chance for snow. Single digits above zero. Overcast skies, Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, zero.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, what a day. It has been really cold here in Portland. Of course, 3 days ago, we had massive amounts of rain, which are now whacking the center part of the country. As freezing sleet and hail and all kinds of wild weather in northern Texas and across the central plains. Amazing. Anyhow, welcome to the Tuesday edition of our program today. Want a side of liver cancer with your French fries? We'll talk about that in just a moment. Also, how worried should we be if the debt ceiling isn't lifted? Excuse me. Are the Republicans actually planning to crash the American economy? In the second hour of our program, Dave McCullough, a gay Republican, is going to drop by. We're going to talk about Ron DeSantis' war on gay people or on the whole queer community. Also in the second hour, does the anti-abortion movement begin as a cynical ploy to defend racial segregation in schools? This is a fascinating story. I'll tell you about that in the second hour. And a crazy alert. She named her cafe Woke, and then all hell broke loose in the conservative world. It's another amazing story. This one has a happy ending. I'll tell you about that. In our third hour, Zelensky SOS on Putin mobilizing more troops, geeky science, Republicans have a death wish, and the latest crusade to place religion over the rest of civil society. A lot going on in the news today. And a lot to talk about. Our number, by the way, 202-808-9925. But to start out, My rant today, my daily take, as it were, over at HartmanReport.com is titled, Want a Side of Liver Cancer with Those Fries? And here's the story. The findings of a 2022 analysis of food packaging, basically the wrappers that your burgers and fries come in, you know, or that your carryout food from the restaurant, that kind of thing, performed by Consumer Reports. They were looking for chemicals called PFASs, PFASs, in those packaging products, came up with some pretty amazing results. There's a link to the actual study itself in my article. They found, some of these restaurants claim that they have changed these since then, but Arby's paper bag for cookies, the Burger King paper bag for cookies, the Cava fiber trail for kids' meals, the Chick-fil-A wrapper for sandwich wrap, McDonald's paper bag for French fries, Nathan's paper bag for sides, Sweet Greens paper bag for focaccia, Taco Bell's bag for chips, all contained organic fluorine, which is an indicator of PFAS. Again, these companies are rapidly, apparently, changing, you know, what they're using, apparently in response to Consumer Reports, but PFAS, PFAS, this is an acronym for perfluoral alkyl and polyfluoral alkyl substances. There's a family of over 12,000 chemicals that were discovered in 1938 by a 27-year-old chemist by the name of Roy Plunkett. And what he did was he bonded carbon molecules or carbon atoms with fluorine atoms to produce these 6- and 8-chain carbon perfluoroalkyl substances, these PFASs. These substances hit Americans' consciousness in a big way in basically the 1950s, late 1950s, early 1960s, when 3M rolled out their nonstick product called Teflon, and which is, you know, made with PFASs. And since then, now they're used to treat furniture, particularly leather furniture. They're used to treat clothing to make them water resistant and stain resistant. Yeah, odds are your, you know, winter coat has been treated with PFAS. Paper and cardboard to make hot drink cups, food containers, burger wrappers, and waterproof cosmetics. So, you know, at first we thought that, hey, these things never break down, right? They're indestructible. They seem to be inert. You can't break them down with heat. You can't break them down with normal chemistry. When bacteria are exposed to them, they can't metabolize them. So you don't, you know, they don't get broken down in landfills and things. They last forever. And you know, they thought this is a good thing. They're indestructible. So they've made firefighting foam with PFASs on the assumption that if firefighters got coated with this stuff, it didn't make any difference. Now we know that, this wasn't such a good idea. In 2015, scientists found PFAS exposure lowers the immune response. In 2016, they found that they alter hormones that may have an impact on both pregnancy and male sperm. In 2017, they discovered that the chemicals could provoke childhood obesity and disrupt human hormones. In 2018, they found PFAS chemicals alter human metabolism so drastically that they're implicated in both childhood and adult obesity. And in 2020, researchers found, quote, associations between exposure to specific PFASs and a variety of health effects, including altered immune and thyroid function, liver disease, lipid and insulin dysregulation, kidney disease, adverse reproductive and developmental outcomes, and cancer. Now, DuPont has known since 1961 that these chemicals could produce at least some of these downsides, shall we say, which led to this massive 2017 lawsuit that cost DuPont $670 million. I don't know if you saw the movie Dark Waters. Mark Ruffalo was in it. In fact, when that movie came out, we talked about it here on the air. Did we ever get Mark on the air about that? We did, yeah, that's what I thought. Mark Ruffalo is a good guy. And if you haven't seen that movie, Dark Waters, you can watch it for free on YouTube. And it's also on Amazon Prime and Hulu and Showtime. And then this two-year study from 2016 to 2018 found PFAS in 99% of the residents of New Jersey they examined. It's in the air we breathe. It's been found in polar bears. And they estimate that the water and municipal water supplies, water wells, used by over 200 million Americans are now contaminated with these chemicals. Germany, the Netherlands, Sweden, Denmark, and Norway have all announced that they're going to ban PFASs. But here in the United States, the big chemical companies that make them have been playing, you know, kind of a cat and mouse game with regulators for years. Because the Supreme Court said that corporations are persons and they have the First Amendment right of free speech and money is the same thing as free speech, these companies that make these PFAS chemicals and use them have been pouring money into the campaigns of Republicans and wining and dining these guys. So, you know, Democrats have been trying to regulate PFASs. I'm not sure how you say the acronym, but Democrats have been trying to regulate them. Republicans have been blocking all of those efforts. So finally, in 2020, 3 years ago, the Democrats got into the Defense Authorization Bill, which is the must-pass legislation, right? If you don't pass this every 2 years, the Army ceases to exist. It's in the Constitution, Article 1, Section 9, or Section 7, as I recall. And so they put this in, that any company that discharges over 100 pounds of PFASs into the environment every year has to report every single... suggesting that raising the debt limit, well, first of all,
Pride.
Left corner three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at SeizeTheAwkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Let it slip, it cough, it check. Talk to doctor now and share.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Partly cloudy overnight with lows around zero. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 21, tomorrow more clouds than sun. Partly cloudy skies, tomorrow night lows dip down to about 10 above. Upper teens, Thursday with a chance for snow. Single digits above zero, overcast skies, Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, zero.
More. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in
Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swollen. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more,
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.